Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and this is Audioboo number 12 for August 18th, 2010. Well, it has been about 3 months since I've done an Audioboo. Not that I haven't wanted to, I just, well, maybe I haven't wanted to. Okay, I'm just being honest. It's been a busy summer, trips to Las Vegas, Reno, reading books on the iPad. I've read a few books. I've read part of the Sandy Koufax book. I've read Shit My Dad Says, which by Justin Hepburn. Very funny, very good. I don't know how William Shatner's going to pull it off in the new TV series, but I will probably give it a spin. I bought the new iPhone 4, which hasn't been a game changer for me, but it definitely has been better than the iPhone 3G, especially the processor speed and just overall use. I do like the new operating system. It certainly seems to flow a lot better, and being able to combine the apps into one big folder for, you know, categories like games and social and productivity and finance. So all of that's been cool. So today I went to the dentist and had a filling replaced. And as you can imagine, that's a joy. It's always a joy. But after the first shot of Novocaine, you know, he gives me some time to get numb. And so, of course, he starts drilling. And right away, I mean, the tears of pain come out because, I don't know, missed the nerve that was connected to the tooth that he was drilling on. So joy of all joys. Anyways, so the stock market, as you know, if you follow the blog, I've really had a sizable cash position since near the highs, not at the highs, but near the highs, and from the spring. And I've kind of been just laying low this summer. I haven't really traded at all, and I've just really been enjoying the time. And I look at it, I pay attention, but I'm not really too stressed out. I'm really just waiting for probably September, October. I'm not really going to do much until then. Right now, it looks like it's just trading back and forth, and, you know, who knows. There have been some, you know, definitely some trends. I mean, you know, we've had the rally, which I missed. The last, you know, week or so, there's been a correction that I, you know, still on the sidelines, so that's been fine. And last couple of days, we've had a little bit of a rally, but hasn't really seemed to be too exciting one way or another. Just, it is what it is. I think it's going to be kind of hard to trade for a while. And, you know, the talk of a double dip, I don't think it's going to happen, but I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think from what I'm hearing, you know, from friends who run companies, you know, things are improving. One of the things I mentioned on the blog was that, you know, I heard that because of the tax law changes coming next year when the Bush tax cuts expire, it could be that some companies are kind of delaying expenditures until they can write it off against a higher tax rate, which will be next year. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, could be. So, you know, now's the time for maximizing profit at the lower tax rate. But we'll see. I don't think Obama's doing a horrible job. You know, I think a lot of a presidency is just governed by the economic cycle, and the economic cycle was in full downswing when he took over. And I'm not a Democrat, but he just kind of came in, and it basically has had to work itself out. I don't think he's helped it. I mean, I don't think the government spending was well targeted. You can go on the internet and go on the Google and search for, you know, how the money was spent, and a lot of it doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyways, that's it. I just wanted to get back started with the Audioboo, and that's it for today, August 18th. See ya. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. And that is Benjamin McCarthy with Ramble On and Poor Old Saxophone. See ya. Your rock was bona fide. Bass and drums are stuck around. They'll always be the axe. But on that long way to the top, we seem to lose the sax. Poor old saxophone used to be so cool. Now you're just old school. The sorry sound of reading.